Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, May 16, 2024, 9.09 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Once again, it is Thursday, which means we've got a special guest joining us. Joining us now is editor of the Times Independent, the latest edition out now. Speaking now with editor Doug McMurdo. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the time to join us. You guys got another edition of the Times Independent out the door. Although Sophia Fisher is no longer working at the Times Independent, I see her byline on the front page regarding the Cane Creek Development wastewater permit.
Yes, this Cane Creek development is probably the most widely followed story that we've done since I've been here, since 2018. As you know, Sophia just wrote enough to fill a book on this, and we've got letters to the editor, my views. It's just been an incredibly interesting subject for the community, and it seems like there's an awful lot of antagonism towards this project, and then on the other side you've got the issue of property rights and do they mean anything. So this latest story that Sophia did, the Grand County Commission, with an obvious threat of litigation in their face, they voted 5-2 to not approve the water system, wastewater treatment system that they had planned for the project, citing the General Plan 2030, which is a formal document. There was disagreement on whether or not it was merely that these general plans are merely a wish list, as Mr. Baird, the developer's attorney, said, compared to the law of the land that at least a majority of commissioners believe is the case. We have, in addition to that front page story on that denial, we have a letter from a person who is a planner, and she's in support of the county leaning back on its general plan as the basis to deny, because that development does not match, does not fit in with what the county's long-term planning goals are. So it's going to be interesting. I don't have a crystal ball, but experience tells me that we're headed to court. This is going to be litigated. There's no doubt about it in my mind. And it's going to be interesting to see how it happens. In the meantime, they're still excavating sand and gravel from across the street and creating that and using that as fill to build up like 6 feet of fill because they're in a floodplain next to the Colorado River. It's really a story that's not going to go away anytime soon.
Well, very interesting, and like you say, you've got that information there on the front page. You know, something we spoke about you last week, Doug, is about Grand County High School and the state facilitating the firing of the principal. Looks like Sophia Jeremias wrote a little bit of an update on that story.
Yeah, so Sophia wrote in the town at around 1 p.m. that Monday, and at 3 o'clock, 3:30, she was at the Board of Education meeting. Several parents showed up in support of recently terminated principal Todd Thompson, Grand County High principal. He had been fired by the Utah Board of Education after it was learned that he had his license, his educator's certificate, suspended by the South Carolina Board of Education following a dispute over employment contract with the school district in South Carolina. As we said last week, not exactly nefarious activity. It was, seems more administrative than anything. But a bunch of parents, well, not a bunch, but quite a few parents showed up to support Dr. Thompson. He did seem to resonate with a lot of parents. He was all about, you know, he was an educator. He was all about inclusion. He was all about making everybody feel like they belonged, making everybody feel like, that they mattered. And he was equally interested in keeping staff retained. So, you know, he was a good principal, no doubt about it. But I don't believe, you know, I don't know enough about I don't know if, you know, sometimes, usually when you get terminated, you are on a not eligible for rehire list.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the way it works. I don't know if he's eligible for rehire, if that's something that the district would be interested in. He did, there was an omission that his license had been suspended. He did not volunteer that information at any point. So I don't know what local officials knew and when, but it certainly doesn't make any sense that he would say, hey, by the way, I don't have a certificate to do this job.
Mm-hmm.
In any event, in a related story, the district also hired a superintendent who will replace Taryn Kay upon her resignation, or excuse me, her retirement, after 34 years, I believe, with the district, in July. So Michael McFalls comes from Texas. He most recently worked as a superintendent in Custer County, Colorado, and he's an avid mountain biker, so he'll fit right in here.
Well, very good. Well, again, those reports from Sophia Jeremias, who was on loan from the Tribune as you made the transition, and Andrew Christiansen is the new hire for the Times Independent. He wrote a story about a lost dog. Just give us a quick introduction to Andrew, and then we can chat about the story a little bit, too.
And Andrew Christiansen is a lifelong Utahn. He recently graduated from the U with a degree in journalism and I believe a second degree in rhetoric. And he graduated May 3rd and he started May 13th on Monday. He got a place to live. It was that was the biggest challenge, was, you know, helping him find a place to live and actually being able to do that. But he did, and it's a cool place, and I look forward to working with Andrew, and I believe he will be an asset. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and he's got a good sense of humor, which is probably a prerequisite when you work with me.
Well, very good. Well, no surprise, that's one of the biggest stories, you know, in the area for a while. It's housing, so no surprise that was the challenge. But glad to hear he's got a place to live and a great place to work as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, very good. Once again, it's you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've been talking about the latest edition of the Times Independent. It's available now throughout the area, also available online at moabtimes.com. Again, it's a full edition. We've barely scratched the surface. But Doug, is there anything else you want to highlight before we let you run this morning?
If you just want to get your heart warmed up, turn to the back of the paper and see what kindergartners at Helen M. Knight Elementary School want to be when they grow up. It's absolutely adorable.
Oh, that's really fun. Well, very good. Well, yeah, you got to go back there, see what your grandkid said. So definitely you need to pick up the latest edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah.
Or I guess if you're looking for future employees in 18 years, maybe you want to pick it up.
They all want to be something, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Well, thanks again, Doug. Again, that's Doug McMurdo. He's the editor of the Times Independent, taking some time this morning to talk about the latest edition. Again, it's available now throughout the area, and you can also get it online at moabtimes.com. Thanks again, Doug.
You bet, David. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, again, it's The Morning Show on 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Tucked away in the heart of Moab, Utah, your little slice of quilting heaven awaits. With over 1,300 bolts of fabric, Canyonland Quilts is every quilter's dream come true. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, our store is the place to be for all your quilting needs. Don't miss out. Drop by and let your creativity soar. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Moab Business Park and 24/7 at CanyonlandQuilts.com. See you soon and happy quilting.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, May 16, 2024, 9:22 a.m. on this Thursday morning. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Man, it was a beautiful day yesterday, and I think it's going to be just as nice or even better today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great time of year and, great to be, in the Red Rock area, as always, but especially in this, late spring and early summertime.
It's great. Perfect. This transition time before we get to the heat of summer in so many areas of the Red Rock country, it stays cool in others, but, it's just perfect right now.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Well, very good. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area with kind of an interesting report there out of the U.S. Forest Service San Juan National Forest. Of course, we've been speaking about how they've got prescribed burns in the area north of Dolores, and firefighters are responding to a scene of a fire at this, it's called, being labeled the Spruce Creek Fire, again, about 13 miles northeast of Dolores in the Hay Camp Mesa area. Fire managers are evaluating options for managing the lightning-caused fire, which ignited in a prescribed burn unit. So they did the right thing, I guess, choosing this unit for a prescribed burn, because it sounds like lightning agreed with them. And so now fire burning in an area that they were planning to do a prescribed burn. And they're managing that, watching that. But about a 1-2 acre fire in the northeast of Dolores area. So kind of an interesting spot. They're able to handle that, sounds like. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the area. Blanding City and Bike Utah are holding an event today. It's today from 3:15 to 5. They're doing a bicycle flat repair. So if you've got your bike needs to get filled up, bring it over. They'll fill it up for free, and they may help deal with some other basic issues as well. So that's going to be at the Blanding Elementary School today from 3:15 to 5. So get your bike tuned up a little bit for this spring if you're in the Blanding area.
Get your flats fixed. They may have more people there than they realize.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's it should be a good event, and get your bicycle tire filled up before we get the summer started. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got other news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the area.
Funeral services for Samuel Hector Lee are today in Orem, Utah. Lee, a Monticello resident for many years, passed away at the age of 96. Funeral services for Connie Lee Skelton are tomorrow in St. George. Interment is at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Sunset Memory Gardens in Moab. Skelton, the Moab native, passed away at the age of 75. Randy Garbesi, age 71 of Cortez, passed away in January. There'll be an open house in celebration of his life on Saturday from 1 to 5 at 24200 Road K.7 in Cortez. A celebration of the life of Michael Ross Leach, age 74 of Cortez, will be held at noon on Saturday at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Services for Rose Lynn Austin begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Services for Candace Christine Wilson Murphy of Durango begin at 10 a.m. on Sunday at the Lewis Areola Community Center. This just came out. Funeral services for Glenna Lee Black, age 77 of Blanding, are Monday, May 20th at the Blanding South Chapel of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Funeral is at noon and visitation is from 9:30 to 11:30. That's Monday in Blanding. Michael Peter Enriquez, age 49 of Rico, passed away in January. There'll be an interment and a celebration of his life beginning at noon on Saturday, May 25th at the Rico Cemetery. And finally, a memorial service for Philadelphia Harris, age 71 of Blanding, will be held at 5 p.m. on Memorial Day, May 27th, at the home of Phila and Guy Harris in Blanding. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We've got more news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. And we'll bring you some more of that here momentarily. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Choose the best broadband internet with Emory Telcom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month. Add a phone line to any plan for just $10 a month. Plus, bundle cable TV to any internet or phone plan. Give Emory Telcom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelcom.com. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun. The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off. And they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next door to Walker's True Value.
The Doobie Sisters is Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary. Come visit our original location in Cortez and our newest store in Mancos. Experience the open, inviting environment and unique vibe at both locations. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters, whether you're a newbie or a connoisseur. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
San Juan County Adult Education empowers students to gain the technical, business, or college skills necessary to enter the workforce. At San Juan County Adult Education, adult learners are given the opportunity to reach their personal, educational, and career goals. Students can earn a high school diploma, obtain a GED, increase their wage-earning potential, and decrease barriers to self-reliance. To learn more, visit any USU Learning Center in San Juan County or email Gina Grover at jgrover@sjsd.org.
What's going on?
Friday night from 5:30 to 7, Cortez Music in the Park features accredited musical artist Lori Dameron at the Park DeVita Amphitheater. The show is free. For details, contact Heather Rowe at hrowe@cortezco.gov or 970-568-5380. Saturday, the LaSalle Fire Department presents their annual dynamite shoot at Rattlesnake Ranch from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be refreshments and a rifle raffle, plus $2 for two shots. Hit the target and win half the pot. The other half goes to the fire department. You'll need to bring your own rifle and ammo to participate in the target shoot. For information, call 435-260-0861. Also Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Let's Go Fly a Kite. Celebrate Utah's Family Strengthening Month at the Old Spanish Trail Arena in Moab with kite flying, of course, rocket launching, lawn games, face painting, a balloon artist, and more, plus free hot dogs, cotton candy, and popcorn. For full details, visit moabhappenings.com. Saturday night from 3 to 9, it's the second annual Slick Rock Beer Festival in Suwannee City Park in Moab. Enjoy some brews, food, and live entertainment. Tickets are $10 until Friday and $15 on Saturday. Visit moabhappenings.com for all the info on that. Sunday from 11 to 2, come visit the Farmers and Artisans Market at the Warehouse in Cortez. Local vendors will be on hand with coffee, baked goods, artwork, meats, and garden starts. Get full details at the-journal.com. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, May 16, 2024, 9:33 a.m. on this Thursday morning.
And that song we just heard, man, that's an awesome song. American Woman by the Guess Who. It's number one song 54 years ago today. Origins of that song are pretty interesting. It was during a concert. Randy Bachman, who was the guitarist, went on to Bachman Turner Overdrive and lots of other success, but he was the guitarist. He broke his guitar string. So he got a new string and he was tuning it, tuning his guitar again, and he just played this riff off the top of his head, and it's that riff from American Woman. And he knew he had something there, but they still had the concert to play. He noticed this teenage kid with a cassette recorder who was recording a bootleg copy of the concert.
Yeah.
So he got that bootleg recording from the kid, and that became American Woman, one of the great songs. It's kind of cool.
That's a cool story.
And I didn't realize Randy Bachman was in Guess Who before he was in Bachman Turner Overdrive. But anyway, I like that story.
Yeah.
Historic day on this day in 1866, Congress passed legislation that called for the creation of a 5-cent piece. It was made up of nickel and copper at the time, so that became known as the nickel. It's a historic day.
Yeah.
Birthday of the nickel. The first Academy Awards were presented on this day in 1929. So they've just been around 95 years, have a big 100 year coming up soon. On this day in 1966, the Beach Boys released Pet Sounds. One of the greatest albums of all time. 1966. Today is National Barbecue Day. Archaeologists have found evidence of the first barbecue. It's from 29,000 BC. They found a 4-foot-long pit, and it had mammoth meat in it that they had barbecued.
So that sounds good.
No sign of any beer cans, no potato salad, no sauces. So it was the first barbecue. George Washington hosted a barbecue event at Mount Vernon that lasted 3 days. So barbecue has been around a while. The largest barbecue ever held, it was in Mexico, fed 45,000 people.
Wow.
So yeah, today's a day to celebrate. We're just getting started in the barbecue season, and so I think they picked well to have it in mid-May, get people excited about barbecue. Of course, there's lots of great barbecue year-round in the Red Rock Country. Blue Pig, Spitfire, Hell's Barbecue, and Moab, they're all great. Wiggling Pig in Cortez, get good barbecue. And that's a great name for a place, too. Yeah. And, of course, Doug's Barbecue in Monticello. It's also National Biographers Day today. So if you don't have anything else to do, pick up a good biography. Birthdays today. Janet Jackson is 58 years old today. On our number one song yesterday, she had this number one song in 1993, and it was 8 weeks on the charts. She had a lot of success, overshadowed by her big brother Michael, from like everyone was. But yeah. Tremendous success for Janet Jackson. Also, May 16th is his birthday for actress and author Tori Spelling. She was in Beverly Hills 90210 and went on to do a lot of things. She's the daughter of Aaron Spelling, who produced Beverly Hills 90210 and a bunch of other 70s and 80s TV shows. She's 51. Actor Danny Trejo is 80 years old today. Great character actor. Yeah. Really came off the street. He was a boxer, he was not acting. He was a good actor, but anyway, he's 80 years old. Hope he has a great day today. James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan is 71 years old. Liberace was born on this day in 1919. Do you know Liberace? You ever heard of Liberace?
Yeah.
He died in 1987. He's a piano player. And flamboyant is an understatement for Liberace. He was the highest paid performer in the 1950s, the 1960s, and the 1970s, as far as sitting down and performing at the piano. Soviet gymnast Olga Korbut was born on this day in 1954. She was a tiny little thing who won 3 gold medals in the 1972 Munich Summer Olympics. She did a backflip off the uneven bars, which was just mind-boggling at the time. Local birthdays today for Sonia King and for Jax Buffington. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call. We love to give them out. 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got lots more news and happenings coming your way. We've got the on-air job fair up next, and then after that, we'll be back with the sports report. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Energy Fuels is seeking several positions at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding, including mill operators, maintenance and millwrights, a lab technician, a radiation technician, a diesel and light vehicle mechanic, a warehouse assistant, and an office manager. Salary is high and generous benefits include paid leave, health care, dental vision, life insurance, long-term disability, and 401k with immediate vesting with company match. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers at energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Looking for your next career move? The Synergy Company is hiring, a local organic whole food supplement manufacturer based in Moab. Our jobs offer competitive pay, year-round stability, fantastic benefits, on-site childcare, and diverse career paths. We also offer a $1,500 sign-on bonus for select positions. Visit thesynergycompany.com to explore openings and apply today. As a certified B Corp, we're committed to using business for good, fostering an employee-focused culture, and creating purposeful work. Elevate your career with us at The Synergy Company. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including equipment operators, diesel mechanics, and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. And for more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee, in addition to a food services associate and a business office specialist registration clerk. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Comfort Suites of Moab is currently seeking housekeepers, a qualified and dedicated front desk agent, and an experienced maintenance person. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Ready to hire, Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory, and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an Economic Development Director, an Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, 2 weed sprayers, 2 road department laborers in Blanding, and 2 road department laborers in Monticello. There are 2 part-time senior center aide positions, one in Blanding and the other in Monticello. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies, and the openings include an assistant principal at Grand County High, a special education paraprofessional, a preschool paraprofessional, bus drivers, Dene Language Family Club instructor, a 4th grade teacher, a 7th grade math teacher, an elementary kitchen server, and academic support and credit recovery teaching assistant. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and make a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Spring into action at Ute Mountain Casino's Wheel of Bloom. Earn entries all week with just 100 points, and on Mondays, score 15 times the entries. Activate from 5 p.m. every Saturday for your shot at big wins. Every 30 minutes from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., one lucky winner will spin for prizes up to $1,000 in free play. Don't miss out. Join Ute Mountain Casino and make this May unforgettable. Visit their website for more information. UteMountainCasino.com.
The high school graduating class of 2024 has made it to the finish line, but that's just the starting line for the rest of your life. All of us at Knowles Home Furnishings in Moab wish you a successful and wonderful future. And special congratulations to Ammon Jackman and London Neeson. Good luck in all you do. You have our support now and on the road of life. Congratulations, grads. The world awaits you from Knowles Home Furnishings.
Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit EnergyFuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The Monticello girls golf team fell just 16 strokes short of repeating as 1A Utah State champions. They finished second to Manila yesterday at the Lakeside Golf Course in West Bountiful. The Buckaroo boys were fifth, but amazingly just 26 strokes behind state champion Rich in a very close five-way race. The Grand County girls were 10th in the 2A girls golf tournament Tuesday at Lakeside, and the San Juan girls were 14th. Track and field state tournaments begin today and run through Saturday. All the Utah teams are at the BYU Clarence F. Robison Stadium in Provo, and the Colorado teams are at Jeffco Stadium in Lakewood. It's the Utah 2A boys tennis state tournament for Grand County and San Juan. The Broncos begin at Brighton High School today in the first round. The Red Devils are already through to the second round, and they'll begin tomorrow at Liberty Park in Salt Lake City. The Dove Creek baseball team is taking on the number one Marino Rams in the Colorado 1A state baseball semifinals this morning at 10 at All-Star Park in Lakewood. The winner will play in the championship game at 3 p.m. And the seedings are set in the 3A state tournament. Number 12 Montezuma Cortez will travel to Coal Ridge to face number 21 Valley in the Region 5 semifinals at 12:30 on Saturday. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. And glad you joined us for another edition of the show. Want to give a big shout out, mention the Monticello girls golf team, you know, finishing second place. It's really great. They had three golfers finish in the top 10. Elise Lewis was second, Cambry Chamberlain third, and then Allie Young tied several other golfers for eighth. So congratulations, and also Trake and Lee of Monticello finished fifth in the 1A boys golf tournament. So congratulations to those individuals on their performances.
Yeah, Darren Westcott, 13th, Cooper Nielsen, 21st, Jackson Kies, 20th. Good job. Curtis Bunker, 26th.
Yeah. Yeah, and for the girls, if we're going up that far too, Lily Burton for the girls finished tied for 24th, but great effort by the girls team. Finishes runner-ups, and they had a bunch of juniors on the team. They didn't have any seniors, so look forward to them competing for a trophy again next year.
Yeah.
They got a whole summer in front of them to practice.
Yeah, gold trophy last year, a silver one this year, and coming back strong next year.
Yeah. Very good. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've also got the regional sports report, taking a look at regional teams and their competitions. Last night, the Colorado Avalanche extended the series against the Dallas Stars. They got a 5-3 win on Dallas's ice to make the series 3-2. So they'll go back to Denver and try and force a Game 7. That Game 6 will be Friday night. Speaking of Game 6s, we have one in Minnesota tonight between the Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets. That tips off at 6:30 p.m. Finally, we'll take a look at Major League Baseball. Of course, our two regional teams, the Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies. Diamondbacks getting a win yesterday, 2-1 over Cincinnati, and they are off today. They'll be hosting Detroit this weekend. Diamondbacks are 21-23, sitting third in the NL West. Colorado Rockies, their win streak continues as they got a win yesterday in San Diego over the Padres, 8-0. They'll be in San Francisco tomorrow taking on the Giants. So again, both of our regional MLB teams taking the day off. Well, again, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.